step into a sports bar and ask a table of guys drinking beer what they think about using less water to brew beer, and you'll probably get a lot of confused looks.
No, I don't think about it at all. I guess you're the first person to ever even bring it up. That's why I don't think about it.
But the brewing industry says it's not laughing about trying to conserve water. The industry standard is that it takes about 4 barrels of water to make 1 barrel of beer. And that's if you don't factor in things like the water used to grow hops and other crops used in the brewing process. Beer-making giant Miller Coors says it's trying to get its water-to-beer ratio down to 3.5 to 1 within 6 years. So at Miller Brewing's birthplace in Milwaukee, the firm has a research lab working on water efficiency.
And this is a pump turning on.
Troy Reiswick manages the testing lab.
And it's recirculating caustic as the background you hear is a pump recirculating caustic.
Reiswick is showing how Miller Coors is testing ways to clean stainless steel brew vats with less water. He says if they can find a solution, it will help the company's bottom line.
So if we can save the amount of water we use and also the amount of chemicals that we use, ultimately don't lose down a drain, that goes a long ways in saving water and also our wastewater that we end up sending to the sewer.
Miller Coors is also trying to use less water as it rinses plastic bottles before they're filled with beer. Smaller brewing companies and even brew pubs say they're also trying to conserve water. Brewers recently held a conference on water conservation. The event also attracted the professionally curious like Thomas Pape.
I kind of invited myself. I heard about this conference, and I had just gone through with my beer club trying to convince steps for them to save water in their home brewing.
Pape is with the Alliance for Water Efficiency. That's a nonprofit group that promotes efficient and sustainable use of water. Pape says the brewers seem serious about conservation because water costs are rising.
It's still a bargain when you think that you still get water from the tap perfectly clean and treated for less than a penny a gallon. But water costs are going up, and they're going to go up and up.
At the conference, a Wisconsin state regulator told the beer makers they need to plan for new requirements for water conservation. Todd Ames says in the Great Lakes states, where a lot of beer is brewed, a recently passed water agreement puts in tough language.
And if you're asking for a newer increased quantity of water out of the Great Lakes Basin, and you can't demonstrate that you are using your current water supply efficiently and that you're going to use that new water supply efficiently, you won't get the water.
If the government holds to that tough line, beer makers that want to grow may have no choice but to conserve water. And that would be fine with sports bar customer Jeff King, who says he does care about conservation.
I might not be as aware of it or look into it exactly, but anything you can do to help out, it's definitely good.
King says he'd even pay more for beer if a brewing company is good at conserving water, as long as it's still a quality brew. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Kornbach.